So, yo, here we go. Welcome, y'all, to another episode of 25 and Over Club. It's your boy, Billy the Bad Guy, Billy the Goat, Billy the Kid, Bills. And I have two great people with me today. And the first one is, every time I see her, I gotta say, gang, gang, gang. You're like my big sister now. Like, for real.
Why I gotta be the big sister?
I'm sorry. I'm not calling you an auntie, though.
Okay. No.
Oh, ooh, yeah. Okay. Now that's better. That's good.
Are you a cougar or a thundercat?
Bitch. Not the thundercat.
I'm in between.
Y'all hear the voice. Y'all don't know what
so
the fuck it is.
So what's in between? It's the motherfucking drill fairy. That's what's in between. Gang, gang, gang. Thank you for having me again.
No, thank you for coming through. You know I love you. You know. You like that? And then I got my girl, Bree. She's back.
Oh, my God.
When's the last time you pod?
We don't got to do all of that. Listen, all that's good is I'm here. I'm here. My God. Nothing in between about that. This is Brianna, a.k.a. Beyonce, a.k.a. Bree Bree, a.k.a. Y'all miss me? Oh, my God. I missed y'all. Yes. Oh, my God. She it's 25 and over.
Yes. So y'all looking at a different set. We got Full Court Studios. If you listen, you can't see, but come to the YouTube and check us out.
It's
our
cute.
Home studio was booked, but you know, this studio is cute and I love the vibe. So,
and it's gonna be a vibe as long as we're here.
Right.
And let's get into it.
It's all about the company you keep or whatever they say. Something like that.
I know how I love how both crazy both of y'all are, so we're gonna have a great time.
Oh my God!
You crazy? What's your sign? What's your sign?
I'm a Gemini.
Well, I'm a Libra, so we compatible.
You balance me.
Yeah.
In the name of Mandy Studio, not the stars and moons of this shit. All right, so the words of affirmation this episode, I think it was definitely necessary to start this episode with that.
Okay.
Is be so fucking proud of yourself for surviving all the silent battles that you don't speak about.
A period.
Period.
Oh my God, do that again. Say it again. I want it one more time.
Be so fucking proud of yourself for surviving all the silent battles you don't speak about.
Hello.
And baby, there's so many battles that we all face that we really can't speak about. One, because you may think someone may be judging you.
Mm-hmm.
Two, because you don't know who to trust anymore.
That
people
part.
Take your business, running around the streets, tell that person, you don't know who to trust.
Hello.
We live in a judgmental world and the societal expectations are insane right now. And only thing, not to get all religious and shit, but I would say, I'ma just thank God for everything right now.
You know? Y'all wanna bow your heads in a little silent
amen. So how y'all
so
feeling?
God is good?
God is good.
God is good.
Because I'm fighting so much goddamn battles, I could start a competition in my life right about now.
Not the Hunger Games.
Hello.
Come on, sis. I do not volunteer as tribute. So get somebody else some problems.
Because you know how like God gives you what you could deal with?
But damn, God, sometimes you be dragging it, Lord.
Do you?
You drags it.
You do.
Baby, but, I got rough bro.
And I be trying to be so... positive, like, this is part of my story.
Yeah.
Nigga, when does the chapter end?
Hello.
Now I say the book. When does this chapter end?
Okay.
Like, we still in a pre.
Yeah.
We in a table of contents, baby. I need to get into some fucking middle ground,
can you take me out of the broke chapter?
Hello.
And put me into the financial freedom chapter?
Put me in the fucking bookstore and take me out the library at this point.
At this point, I just want to be Barnes and Noble.
All right, so I have some fun icebreakers, right?
Okay.
And for the icebreakers, there's two of them, is what would you do? The first question is, your father and your husband is fighting. Who you helping?
I'm a lady. They men. What you mean?
Like who I'm helping? Yeah, what side I'm choosing?
Oh, no. They two grown men. They come together.
My man.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever win, that's the side I'm on.
No, but we got to stop it before whoever win.
What you look like stopping a fight between two grown ass men?
I'm sorry, but both them niggas is fucked up, so I ain't choosing none. The daddy left.
Daddy
and the
left.
Husband left. So
y'all
I choose
both ain't
myself.
Worth a damn.
I know
that's right.
I'm going to pick my man. Like, I'm going to be positive and say if I'm in a good relationship, I'm going to pick my man, because that's the end of the day, that's the one I got to go home and fuck and take care of and make love to and everything.
But when you stretch your ass out, your dad. My dad going to shoot your
my
ass.
Dad.
Wait, hold up.
Let me call my daddy. No, you see, why they fighting if he's so good?
I can't even say let me call my daddy, because I call my nigga my daddy. So.
Okay.
So choose both.
I choose both, honestly. Talking about choosing a nigga, one of my old niggas came up to me. I can't tell where he came up to me at. So if you was on my Instagram story, you know where he came up to me at.
But I'm going to say
in person. Let's just say that nigga pulled up on me in a library.
That would have drive-by.
Library?
Yeah.
But first of all, what you was doing in the library?
That's having fun.
The library is the code word.
When you've got a library.
That's the code
word.
Nigga pulled up on me and I was like, oh, what's up? What you like? What's up? And so now nigga came looking so brolic in his chest. So now I'm looking like him like...
Put it away.
I was like, nigga, he looks so scrumped on me.
You making me mad.
Like,
you making me mad.
I said, you got real buff.
Like,
he said, what you mean?
I was like, body. I said, you're a breakup body.
I said, your chest is looking all nice and everything. I said, can I feel it? So he was like, yeah.
So I said,
now do the percolating. He said, doom, doom.
It was percolating.
Bitch, my pussy was percolating.
Throbbing, not the
thump. And that's why he came near extra cute.
Yeah.
Extra
he knew what
thick.
He was doing.
He knew you was weak.
So now we just having a conversation or whatever. So he get up trying to leave. So I'm like, I was like, don't be trying to swipe your dick on my laptop. He was like, what you mean? I said, I don't know what you was trying to do. I said, swipe your dick in my hand. Nigga put his dick out on the table.
I'll melt in your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
Was it heavy?
It was heavy.
Loves a heavy penis now.
Baby!
Oh, yeah. Cover your ears.
Give me carpal tunnel.
Give me carpal tunnel.
Give me carpal tunnel.
All right,
they got
something
for that.
The next icebreaker question is, you get pulled over with your nigga in the car. He's a felon, but your record is clean. Are you taking the gun charge for him?
Baby, absolutely not. Oh. He a felon already. He taking that gun charge, baby. First of all, I already got enough charges. I don't need another one from him.
I've been watching too much BMF.
I'm like, wow, I'm a down-ass bitch. Ja Rule, what's up? Yo.
Absolutely not.
Yo,
nigga,
Charlie Baltimore, please.
And I'm going to keep it real with you. If you got a nigga that's going to let you take a charge...
That's true too, but in certain cases, like if this nigga get it, if he gets to the bag and I never had no issues with him and I know I'm gonna be good and my kid's gonna be good, and depending on what's the charge, see, everything is on
a gun is a mandatory year in New York. That's an automatic year in New York.
Girl, they letting niggas flip out of fucking the precinct now with gun charges. New York City has the most lenient gun laws in New York City.
I know niggas that literally don't got nothing on their record at all and locked up over a gun charge.
Nah, let me see. I might take that here. I'm a charge for my
shorty. The only thing I got on my record was the permanent record in school.
Kids.
Cause I'ma come out. Cause that's what I'm saying. If he in a decent situation, they not gonna hold me. I could get bailed out. They not gonna keep me. Like, you gotta think strategically. I'm a street bitch, so I know the game.
Yo, nigga.
Nah. Real life in my head, I would say
real
nigga.
Real life, I got kids. Of course, I'ma choose. Nigga, you gotta go.
Real life.
But
we'll get married and we can get them conjugal.
If he a real nigga. Then
he gonna have it planned out.
I gotta think real life too, because a nigga that's outside getting it, but also make sure me and my kids is good. I'ma get locked up. I'ma see the judge. I'ma get a bail. He gonna bail me out. I'ma fight that case with my freedom.
Yep.
And I'ma ride that shit out. And he gonna get his bail money back. So it's kind of like, you know what I'm saying? But it depends on what type of nigga, because you got some fucked up niggas.
You do.
That'll go ghost.
I know my sister.
They let you take that charge, and then they in Texas for the next 3 years.
This ain't Texas.
Caucasian named Brandy.
Marissa.
And she big. And you already know
she a big girl with tight curls in her hair.
And
the
she
back
a nurse assistant.
Off. Yeah, and she got a gold tooth.
I know. I know my cousin. She fucking... Sorry for telling your business, cousin. But she, when she was young, she was like 16. Her man had a gun. The gun had a body on it, though.
Yep. That's so did my cousin.
He slid her the gun and she put it in her purse and did her time.
How much time did she do at 16?
I want to say like...
And did they try her as an adult or a juvenile?
I don't want to lie. Maybe 2-3 years, I want to say. But she didn't get too much crazy time.
At 16?
I don't know. Okay. How much time? That's why I really don't want to lie, but I know she did time for it.
Right. Well, she probably just entered probably like adult.
Yeah.
Right when
yeah.
she was going to get released because mm-hmm. she's 16. So you got to... But depending on charges, you could be charged as an adult.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Off the rip.
Yeah.
I got charged as an adult of a felony assault case when I was 16. I was charged as an adult. But what happened? What did he do when she got out, though? That's the question. Did he hold her down?
You know when
no,
they
he
niggas,
didn't.
You know the niggas don't
he
hold
didn't.
You down. They, I,
he
and
didn't.
I've been loving BMF. I
they
just started
didn't.
Watching,
There's only
binge
one
watching
Papoose. And we see how Remy yeah. did that nigga.
Please don't include me in this, because let me tell you something. I'm seeing Remy.
Wow.
Off the gate. Like
talk
I'm,
about
I'm,
it.
I'm seeing Remy. Talk Nobody knows what
we don't.
Papoose.
Yeah.
Listen, the Black Love movement was cool, but nobody knows what's behind that.
For sure.
Nobody even technically knows if Remy really is talking to that nigga.
Mm.
Nobody knows that too. Nobody never came forward. Nobody never said no. Nobody never said yes. I'm standing with Team Remy. And she's probably annoyed. Just listen, she didn't ask him to do that time with her. She did not ask him to do that time with her.
But I feel like when you get married, don't you...
You for better
like
or for worse.
For better or for worse. You sign up to do that time with me.
Right,
you,
but...
It's kind of in the contract. What do you think? Like, let's say that's kind of like saying, like, let's say, okay, you have something go wrong with you, right? And you got to spend a year in the hospital. You in a coma. If your man don't stand beside you, you ain't ask him to do that, but if he do, like, that's just because he married you through sickness and in health.
I just feel like... Everybody's blaming, everybody's saying because he held her down, that's why she shouldn't. No, that's not, that should not be a reason
right.
because
yeah,
he held her down on his own,
right.
at his own will.
Mm-hmm.
So why is she going through it? Regardless if she cheated or not, no one knows. No one knows what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a lot of times
I
we don't
like
know the
him.
Full story.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and she probably did let him, but niggas be lying.
Do
yeah,
I think she's
course.
Tired of him? Do I think me looking at Remy from the outside, do I think she's tired
she
of her marriage?
Very
she
tired.
Definitely tired.
She looks sick and tired, baby. That's
but do I see her
the
blossoming? I do.
Okay.
I do.
I'm not going to lie. I don't be following her like that. How she be blossoming?
I mean, just the way she looks, her presence.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She looking
becoming,
real
she's
good,
really handling
baby.
This really
yeah.
well.
Looking real good.
For sure.
Like, that's a lot to deal with. Like, everybody's saying... F her, fuck Remy, like, nah, like...
So, are you the type to where, let's say, your man gets locked up, you will stay, or you gonna do you?
Niggas, no. Nigga, you 30 days, I gotta go, nigga. Listen, I am not one. I do not do bids.
I'm weak, but you all say... She's like, give me the gun, nigga, let me do the time.
No,
because if
just
you
saying,
do the time, I'm not staying.
I'm not one of them.
No. If a nigga get locked up on Friday, I can't wait for a Monday. I'm on to the new nigga.
Hello, nigga get locked up Friday fucking while I'm on my way home from the hearing. I'm motherfucking setting shit up.
Y'all
I'm not that bitch.
It's trifling.
Do not shit. Get locked up Labor Day weekend, nigga. It's gonna be a Rasta pasta in my pussy, okay?
Listen to me.
Nah, not Juve weekend. Come
it's
on, sir,
a,
please.
Oh, they're gonna be Juve.
Nah. I don't know. I just feel nah. like I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
When I remember when I was young, I was trying to do a blind date. It's something about street niggas that I used to be going crazy. I used to
you still, it sound like this still your 14
nah,
year
old. Nah, I kind of like the opposite of me now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
She like the good guys.
It's giving grown. It's
yeah,
giving
like
grown.
I could be, you know. But I went to go see this nigga in jail.
Which jail?
Rikers Island.
Bitch. I knew she
time.
Was talking about Rikers.
And I was bigger. They said I had to take my bra off. I said, bitch, my titties go hang to the floor.
That's what happened. Yeah.
I'm going to walk through the visiting.
And your nipples so going to be pointing down and
they
shit.
Make you take your bra off?
Yes, and that's when I was a 40 triple D.
Yeah, bitch, I've been there too. Oh, so we both hit the bill. Ex big titty gang.
Hello.
That's crazy.
Wait, my titties was to my knees and I kind of walked
so
in there like
reductions?
I'm weak. Nah, huh? I just lost weight. I
just
to be
lost
an H.
weight too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all do have that same story. Yeah. Wait. So, wait, when you lose weight, you lose titties too?
That's
them. That was the first thing to go.
Them shits start looking like fucking droopy eyes. Like,
you ever seen a tube sock after you done jerked off in it?
Who said I jerked off in a tube sock?
Ain't that what dudes do?
I know I caught my baby father jerking off with a sock.
A sock?
Why? So it's like less mess? Is
but
that what
that would, that would hurt, though. Like
right, the friction. Right? Maybe they got,
it
you know what?
All right, so I've heard, not necessarily
not, not, I've heard.
Not saying I do it.
You sure?
But
no, I want to hear personal experience.
Personal
nigga.
Experiences that I probably did 1 to 100 times where, you know, you'll jerk off, but you don't jerk off the whole time with it. You jerk off when you know you're about to nut. And then you be like, all right, let me cover it. It's like a...
it's just there for the little... It's like...
It's yeah. like it's there for the cup holder.
Yeah. It's like you know, when you about to throw up and you get that plastic bag.
I'm
so
weak.
It's like that. I'm about to throw up. Oh, plastic bag. Type shit.
Okay, it hurts. That makes sense. I feel like all that fumbling around trying to find it will distract me from nothing.
Yeah.
Also, side note, can I tell you one thing I just heard recently?
What's that?
That there are levels to like this gay shit. Like, I just found out what a platinum gay is. Do you know what a platinum gay is?
Platinum?
I think I heard about gay.
Well, do you know, real quick, do you know what a blouse is?
In the gay world?
Yeah.
We not gay.
A blouse is a feminine top.
I did know that!
A blouse, like a shirt?
Because you know, like,
my mother used to say blouse when I was young.
A blouse is for women. Yeah. So a gay man that's real feminine,
he's a blouse.
I just thought of a new word. A slip.
What's that mean?
Remember slips?
No, yeah. What's that?
A slip, like what you put under your dress, right?
Yes, yeah, the white slips.
Yeah, with
the, I don't be wearing no dress.
Victorian times.
No, hold on, but do you know what when I was little?
Do you wait? What? You really thought this was like pilgrim times? Like I didn't know that.
Girl, pilgrim
in
times.
Our generation, they were still using slips and shit.
But growing up, my era was the baby doll dresses, like the leather baby doll dresses. I'm old.
Okay. Y'all gotta nerf put me in another layer. If y'all already had me in the baby doll dress,
we the same age group, which you do look like it.
Yeah.
I mean, after 30, we in the same age group.
You remember Girl Talk?
Beyonce's group?
Oh, wait.
No. Girl Talk was a game for girls.
It
was
yes! It was purple.
Purple and pink?
It was purple. Oh, yeah, and pink. I didn't play with Girl Toys at that moment. I do remember this.
You remember Teddy Ruxpin?
He's not a platinum gay. Oh, no.
Teddy Ruxpin?
Teddy Ruxpin?
It was the talking teddy bear?
Teddy Ruxpin?
Teddy Rumpskin?
Rumpelskin. No, Teddy Rumpskin.
No.
Damn, we're going to have to pop them up right here for y'all.
Yeah. The Olsen Twins?
Mary Kay and Ashley.
My lips are sealed. Wonder Pets.
Wonder Pets.
Wendy, the Wonder Years?
Wonder Years?
Home Improvement.
Yeah. We know that one.
It came on.
Perfect Strangers.
What was the one with, what you talking about, Willis?
I mean, I never
Different Strokes.
Different Strokes. Oh, yeah. That was my shit.
Good Times.
That's because that shit is popular and it's on Netflix and all the streaming platforms.
We was watching that shit on Nick at Night. Yo. Baby, I was going to sleep to
I
Good Times.
I Nick at Night. I just remember all
and Roseanne.
This is all that. We can sing Nickelodeon stuff.
No, we can't.
Hide your feet.
I said it last episode. Max was touching Ruby and Diego was touching Dora.
Let me tell you.
Nigga.
Lando Brown is, that nigga is truthful.
Yeah, hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's not fabricating. He's a little off, but he still know what the fuck he's talking about.
He's still a little cracky, but he got some truth in the crackhead, man.
He got a lot of truth in that bitch.
But real quick, we got to go to our single married situationship segment. And I'm going to just do something real quick.
Thank you, Mary.
The topic is, in your last relationship, what could you have done better? I couldn't stop lying about dumb shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could have not hit him. We're going to get into that.
Okay.
I couldn't stop lying because I know lying was a trigger to him. But I could also stop manipulating also.
Like, why was you lying? What were you?
Because when I lie, I don't know why my stomach is growling.
That was your stomach?
Wait, it's not my stomach, right?
I don't think that was your stomach.
It's not mine, shit. I smoked some weed. I'm hungry. I think about that burger.
I got somebody to smoke with after the episode.
So, I feel like I wasn't lying. I was lying because I know a simple answer, he wouldn't understand it. So I'm just like, all right, bro, like, at the end of the day, let me just tell you.
To avoid conflict,
I would just tell you anything. And he would be like, well, why wasn't you just honest? I'm like, nigga, you're not going to understand the honesty.
Yeah, you can't handle the truth.
So it'll be something small like, yo, why you didn't call me when you got home? I'll lie and be like, oh, I fell asleep.
Yeah.
But then later on, I'll tell a story. But then that allowed me to
realize. Why you self-snitching, though?
Because I talk so much. Like, the only time I shot me was when they really got dick in my mouth.
But I still talk when that shit is in my mouth. That's how bad I am. They like the humming. The humming feels good on it.
And another thing I would have changed is I would have focused on his boundaries and understood, like, his boundaries.
Billy is giving growth.
It is giving growth. He will tell me something that he don't like, but I will still do it because of my selfishness.
Yeah,
right.
And as you get older, you understand, like, hey, when you move on to another relationship, things that you won't do that in this relationship anymore that you're going to be better in the next one.
Yeah.
And was I as toxic as him? No. However, that helped contribute to it. Can I have been a better person to not help contribute?
Right.
If he says stop doing this because I don't like
you lying and manipulating.
Right.
That's going to make him toxic.
It was definitely a sign of trauma.
It was definitely a sign of trauma. I feel like you not even being able to tell him your truth and having to lie just to make him appease him in some way. That's already kind of like fucking with who you are as a person because you tell people how it is.
Right.
Yeah.
You not somebody that be lying to people or that tells somebody something just to make them feel comfortable. I get why you do it in a relationship.
That's different.
It is different in a relationship. But at the same time, it's like if you can't handle the truth, what you gonna do when shit gets hard? Because when shit gets hard, that's what you have to do. Sit each other down and tell each other the truth. So if you can't take the basic ass truth, man, oh no, that's a little bit of a headache for me.
I just wouldn't have never got married.
You married? Really?
My last relationship. Yeah, my ex. Okay. I wouldn't have never got married.
Oh, well, congratulations. You're divorced?
Something like that.
Yeah. I think we talked about this before. You don't want to try marriage again?
No. Uh-huh. No.
I feel like that will change if you found a man that really made you relook at love. Because I feel like when you relearn
love... I don't have
love
in my heart no more.
Yes, you do.
You say that now.
For men. But if it's the right person, yes. Because I, like me, like recently meeting you, like I see how you try to go out your way for people already. And like you have nothing but love. But until the right person comes to you, you would definitely give it to that person.
That's what it's giving.
Yeah. They just have to touch.
You give softy when they treat you right. Yeah. You give real big softy.
I don't know. I just think that my last relationship, if I wouldn't have, not saying that, because me being married kind of helped me grow as a person.
Yeah.
But it kind of tore me down too mentally. Damn. I'm still going through the motions.
Yeah. Yeah. How long were you married for?
16 years.
Damn. 16. That's oh, yes. Damn. 16. Yes. The innocence is gone astray.
Yeah, over 16, because like, my son is 16.
I feel like when a man comes down, he's going to have to like chop down a bunch of trees. And
it's going to be hard. Like I told you before, and I be telling guys, like, you're not ready for me. And guys, you know,
that's something. Are they not ready for you or you not ready?
No, they're not ready. What they're going to have to go through hell. I'm not going to lie to no guy.
That's what I mean. Or the trauma that you're bringing in that they have to deal with. And is that a sign of you maybe not being ready?
I'm not. That's why I'm still loving and learning myself right now. Like, I'm still...
Yeah.
I
feel that. Feel that.
I feel like
you have to get you right first before you could really. Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about yourself?
Tell your ass last
we always hard on ourselves. What's your favorite thing about yourself?
My compassion.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I think my favorite,
but
thing
it's a curse.
Of too. Course,
I think that it's a bigger.
Play on that.
My compassion is bigger of a curse than it is.
You think
of a blessing? Yeah.
Damn.
Because I get hurt more than I'm happy. But I always want to feel happy.
How many people do you make feel happy?
Everybody.
With your compassion?
Everybody.
And so when you do that, how does that make you feel?
Or just knowing that, right? Like having the ability to make somebody feel happy or safe or to make them feel seen or heard. Like, that's a really big thing. Like, that's my favorite thing about myself is my ability to make people feel that way. So that's what I'm trying to, like...
Because it makes me feel good. Like, I feel like the more I focus on someone else's happiness, the less I have to work on myself to fix it.
Nah, that's a distraction. You using it as a distraction.
You think so?
Yeah, the more you focus in on helping other people, you don't got to focus on what you need to
help with
yourself.
But that's just what I want to do. But everybody always say, sometimes you gotta worry about you. You got to worry about you. And it's like, no, I can't worry about me because I got to worry about them.
Yeah.
I'm always going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's hard for you to turn that off.
Yeah.
Yeah, you a selfless person.
Yeah, I'm a Libra. And Libras are very, like, every Libra I know is so nice. It's, like, overly nice.
Yeah. No. Oh, you... Ooh.
No.
No, just one person that I'm specifically thinking
it's
about.
It's one Libra. You know Libras too? Libras are low-key selfish.
You don't like Libras?
Libras be mess. The Libra that
the guys, but all the girls I know, they mediate.
My ex-best friend is a Libra, and she was the most selfish, but not just the most selfish, the actual most evil person I knew in my life.
Nah, that's... Oh shit, when was her birthday? I'm October. Let's break this down.
She's end of September. See? She's right at the beginning. She's
a new
stage.
She still got Virgo characteristics.
She got Virgo characteristics.
She still got Virgo characteristics.
She said no.
Yo, she's still got Virgo.
She's still on the Virgo. Yeah. Nah, because she less than a week into Libra. That's why.
All of this just depends on your what you've been through, like your trauma,
yeah,
growing up, like the type of person that you become as you get older.
But also just how much you choose to work on yourself throughout your life, because you're not just going to become a better person out of nowhere.
No, and especially when you go through shit. Like, I went through shit, so I kept prolonging it. Now I'm 43, and niggas be like, at your age, and I want to go to the parties, and I want to talk to 26-year-old, 27-year-old.
As you said.
But I had a baby at 15.
Ooh.
Not blaming that, but I went through shit that kind of hindered me. I had to grow up, but not grow up.
Yeah, exactly.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, mentally, I grew up physically because I had to get a job. I had to be in the streets. I had to do this.
Your body grew up physically,
but mentally... I'm growing up now.
It stunted you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You get the freedom now to grow up.
I remember just saying the other day, like, you know, part of my day is when we talk, like, just learn about you and just, like, sometimes, I'm just saying this because, like, I'm like, yo, you are a dope person. And it's like, you deserve so much more and that's coming your way and...
It's coming.
But you are.
It's happening now because I'm meeting dope people like yourself. Like, so it's happening. It's just not coming away. Like, I ain't gonna front. I expect to wake up and have my jewel fairy chain on my neck, and I'm just every time I go to the venue, I'm like, fuck y'all. I'm not waiting on no fucking lines. I'm the motherfucking drill fairy.
But you know what God said?
It's just
not
excitement.
In this chapter yet. It's not in this chapter
yet.
Listen, you better hurry up.
We got a little bit more. I mean, give me the cliff notes at this point, baby. I can't be reading through the whole chapter.
So
Jesus.
Bree, you said in your last relationship, what would you have stopped?
Damn, I feel like now I'm just incriminating myself.
No, but we had somebody on the show talk about it recently.
I would not have hit him. I'm not the type of person that argues in life in general. I'm not going to get loud. We're not going to get in each other's faces. And if you do those things, then I react in a certain way. And it's always been that way for me. Like, I'm not a yeller. I'm not a screamer. We not about to just go back and forth talking about each other's, like, life and shit. Like, no.
Right.
So I had an ex that was very much, he would argue with me all the time. And not just, he was big as shit. Like, tall and just, like, wide. Like, he was just a big man. And he was constantly over me yelling. And so I would just hit him. Like, if you're in my face, it would be a trigger for me.
That means he was abusing you too.
That's how I felt. And then, like, I would tell him, I'm like, you, because in his mind, he's seeing it like, I'm passionate. So if I get loud, it's like that. It's like, he thinks in his mind, abuse is like yelling at me, calling me names and shit, right? Mm-hmm. What he didn't understand was it's still abusive because you don't know he didn't know how I grew up. The fuck? You do know how I grew up. So you should know that this is triggering to me.
When I tell you,
that's what I'm saying.
The stuff I went through.
So now I gotta be
your
ass.
And now you're just reacting. Like,
you're doing to me what I told you specifically sets me off. You know what I mean?
I used to say, like, yo, my mom used to, like, call me names. She used to call me a clown. She used to call me a faggot. She used to call me this. She used to call me that. And then when we're arguing, you're staying. I don't like her either.
Okay.
When we're arguing, you're still doing the same thing to me.
Your mother did that to you?
That's fucked up.
I will show you a video
after. You're a mom.
Yeah.
So I didn't even care about nothing else you said except that.
Yeah. I will show you a video after this
shit.
Of why I don't live with her now. Like, her and my stepfather tried to jump me. That's why I moved back to... quiet on the side.
No, take that.
First of
all, I turned it off. I'm sorry.
Hold up. Let me say my reaction.
Yes.
Put it to the side. Thank you.
That's why I don't have my dog. That's why I moved to... I talked about this on Patreon.
Away,
That's why I had to give my dog to my friend. That's why I get my living situation together. Because these niggas, her and my stepfather, dead tired to jump me. So it was like when I was telling my ex, like, these are things that trigger me.
Yeah.
These are things that makes me feel like... It made me like...
Yeah, you go back to that
space. Spot, and now you're redoing it.
It's fucked up.
That's what love translated to me. Like, if they yell, I used to tell myself, if he hits me, that's because he loves me.
Yeah.
If he's yelling at me, because he loves
God,
me. Because my mother would do that, and my mother would say, but I love you, but you just get me so mad.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy, because as a mom, I found myself doing that sometimes, and I had to stop, because we be so frustrated, and I'm not taking up for your mother. But because nobody should, that right there is not acceptable. Yeah. But I would say little things like that and I would just jump and be like, But you know, I can't. It's just like I think certain things just
feel
be
guilty. You right. feel guilty.
You feel guilty.
Yeah.
But to say it like and mean it the way you're saying it, that shit is foul. Yeah.
The thing is like the abuse that we deal with as kids, the second it starts to show itself in our relationships, it's familiar. And because you know you love, like, my dad beat, damn, sorry, dad. My dad beat the shit out of me growing up. Not just me, my mom. So I saw growing up, all I ever did see was love being translated through violence.
And my kids had to see for a long time.
And it's fucked up with your marriage.
Yeah.
It's funny because you said 16 years. That's exactly how many years my dad and my mom was together.
It wasn't like
for.
He was beating on me because I used to beat the shit out of that nigga till he saw foam at the mouth.
Shit.
But that's still wrong.
I'm glad you got it.
Either way, whether he beat me up or we was fighting, still was wrong.
Yeah.
We got kids and I'm gonna keep it a whole stack. It got times where sometimes my sons would have to hide the knives.
Yeah.
Like we was fighting.
Yeah, right. That's crazy. That's trauma now that you're putting on kids. Like that's what we had to do. That's what we went through as kids.
And I think
how do we break that though?
When kids are born to this world, they're like a blink fast flash drive.
Yeah.
What they see is what you put on the flash drive and what's programmed. So if I remember seeing, like, as like a toddler, like, you know how you have those little memories?
Yeah.
I remember seeing my father beat my mother. Like,
damn.
So I remember seeing those things like that. I remember seeing, like, what my mother did to me. So it was just like,
it's normal.
It's normal.
And it's familiar.
It's sad because...
And it's kind of comforting a little bit,
It's comforting.
Too.
Because if nothing's going on, you're like, oh, what the fuck
they
is
don't
this?
Really even like me like that. They don't really care enough.
Right.
Like, if he beating my ass, at least he cares. If I'm beating him, at least the love is still there. At least we're still... That's so fucking toxic.
And I hate when people say, oh, I went through so much, but my kid is fine. Kids that smile don't be fine.
Yep. Ask the kid that. How about that?
Because it could affect a kid... As they get, you know, to adult age in
absolutely.
So many different ways, being over nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's one of my traits. You know why? Because of the trauma.
Yeah. Mm. So people
things that I've been through.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like overly too nice. Sometimes it's not good all the time.
No, absolutely.
So don't
not.
Think because your child is
balance,
smiling and
Libra.
Happy mean that they're happy.
Yeah.
You know?
Nah. So. My dad wouldn't have known until I was literally in my 20s how much him. Or how badly his abuse really, like,
my mom ever went through physical abuse with my mom, but it was a time when I hated my mom because she wasn't momming enough for me.
Mm.
I wanted that strict mother, like my friends. My friends.
So, she was letting you go out and run the street?
My house was the house, the party house. My mom's was like... I had a baby at 15, 16. My baby father was living in the crib with me, with the baby.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Until I was old enough to leave, like my mom's. And I don't think she did it because she just was bored or just, she just did it because that was the type of way she knew how to show her love for me.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what I'm saying? So she let me get away with a lot of shit. But I hated her for that because I wanted her to be like, bitch, I'm taking you to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I went to like 20 different schools.
Damn.
Yeah.
Cause she
kids
wasn't
are just begging for routine. They're
I wanted
for,
that strict,
you know,
mother
structure. Kids need structure.
If that's what you said you wanted as a mother, is that how you are as a mother now?
Is that how you raise your kids?
I'm like my mother, yo.
Oh, okay.
And that shit is deep. I'm not as bad. Cause I will knock the shit out of my kids. Them motherfuckers know, don't play with me.
Right.
Whatever my kids do in the street, they don't do that shit in my house.
Right.
I don't play. But I tend to let my kids get away with more than what other people do.
Mm-hmm.
I think my aunt does the same thing with my cousin. And because she says, like, if I go to a nursing home, I want my son to come see me every day. My mother go to a nursing home. I said, away, go, bitch.
No.
16.
My kids, they like, my, you never going in a nursing home.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're not even playing that.
You're not hard on them. Like hard, like a strict parent, because that builds resentment. My mother was strict on me. I was sneaking to do things. I didn't get an allowance, so I was stealing money out of her purse, right?
We ain't nobody getting an allowance.
But no, some people, at least let me get,
I got them food stamps. Go to the Chinese restaurant and get you some.
But even
damn,
stuff like that,
love.
Like my mom used to eat Häagen-Dazs ice cream, and I'd be like, I want some Häagen-Dazs ice cream. And she'll tell me, oh, this is for working people. I couldn't eat salmon in the house. Why? Because that's for working people. It was one point where I couldn't drink soda.
Like, nah, that's crazy.
Why did your mother have kids, bro?
At one point in my life, I did forgive her, but then it was just like, nah, I'm good off of you.
Nah, but then you moved back in and she showed you that she
that's
is the same
crazy.
Fucking person.
Yeah.
See,
I don't
shit.
Like her.
My kids, like them motherfuckers, bitch. I'm the one that be crying like, why y'all ain't save me nothing? So, like, those are the things I need to work
you
on as you know.
Me no Chipotle?
Like, being a little bit strict as far as that.
You know, it's so funny to me because you were resentful of how strict your mom was and you were resentful for how strict she wasn't. Isn't it crazy? You always want what you didn't have.
But, and there's a balance. And as
my
a parent,
friends never couldn't do nothing. And
yo,
I used to be,
she over here getting living with her man.
Like they couldn't do nothing. And I used to be like, you can't come outside. These like, no.
But I have a friend that says the same thing. She's like, yo, like my mother gave me a little too much freedom. And I wish she would have said, bitch, sit your ass down.
Yo, you know what's crazy? I got a lot of freedom. And because of it, I didn't take advantage of it.
Nah, I used to come back like, because... Mom, guess what? I'm a gang member today. Mom, guess what? Look at the tongue ring. Mom, guess what?
Look at
the tattoo.
I got tongue rings and stuff like that. I did shit that I was supposed to do. But one thing my mom never had to worry about with me is she trusted that I was smart. She trusted that I was smart enough not to be doing dumb shit. Like, of course I got arrested and I got, huh?
Did you get those words of affirmation from your mom? Like, yo, you're smart, you're pretty. I didn't get none of that shit.
Nah, we ain't really. My mom was too busy working. Like, she ain't have time for that. But at the same time, I knew that my parents, okay, the way that my dad grew up, and he made sure to put us all on game, which is why I think it's important for parents to tell their kids about their life experiences and stuff, because you learn from that. Then I don't have to go do it. Then you're not making all this stuff all... Because what happens is when you make shit taboo and when you keep your kids from doing certain shit, now they want to do it 10 times more.
Yeah.
My dad is telling me about all the shit that you could possibly do in, you know, as a person, period. And he put me onto everything. And also he let me do shit that I'm sure a lot of parents don't let their kids do. And so, you know, I didn't really have to sneak to do stuff. So it was really just like having to. But with that being said, did I make mistakes? Of course. Did I end up in places that I shouldn't have been? Of course. But at the same time, because of that freedom and because of the fact that they weren't strict on me, I was able to learn how to have discernment, how to be in spaces that I maybe shouldn't be in and be like, all right, you know what? Nah, I should probably go. I should probably leave here. But if your parents don't give you that opportunity to make those mistakes or those decisions on your own, then you end up 20 and dumb.
No, I left my mother's house. 30 and dumb. My mother was a little different. My mother is from the streets, so... The way my mother raised me was to how to maneuver in the streets. That's all I know. Mm. That's why I talk like this. That's why I act like this.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I mean when I say my dad put me on game.
Right.
That's what he did. He taught me.
So she kind of like, she didn't groom me to be like her, but I have a lot of my mother traits. My mother passed away, but I had a lot of her traits and stuff like that. It is what it is. Like, she wasn't perfect, no. Did she do things that I was mad about? Hell yeah. My mother did a lot of things.
Right. But who was there to teach her how to be the best mom?
You got it's the same all, situation
exactly.
as me.
It's a
same situation.
And same with your mom. She probably ain't had nobody there to teach
her. My mother,
her.
No, see, real quick before we get out of here, because I'm going to do the second episode.
Oh, shit.
Real quick. My mother was stupid, and you need to take accountability because you got pregnant. My mother's resentment is towards my grandmother because my mother got pregnant at 18, right? So she got pregnant, my grandmother kicked her out. That's the story I heard.
Right.
But my grandmother kicked her out and gave her $3,000 to find her own apartment. Now, $3,000 in 1992 is $8,000 today.
I paid her rent for at least half a year, at least.
Right?
At least.
My mother got the apartment, but put the apartment in my father's name. So when my father was arguing with her, my father put my mother out. So I feel like my mother has resentment towards my grandmother, who still looks out for me and holds me down.
She got resentment for
the wrong things. She got resentment towards my father, and I get all the backlash. And it's just like, damn, do you like me as a fucking mother?
You ever ask her that? Like, do you love me?
No. But I asked my little brother to ask her recently. Aww. I said, yo, ask her, does she ever plan on speaking to me again? Lately, she's been calling me and I haven't been answering. I'm like, did you mean to call me?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to play the video off for y'all and I'm going to let y'all hear, like, how crazy. Like, she was like, she got in my face and she was like, yeah, what you going to do, you fat bitch? You fat bitch.
I'm sorry. I would have knocked her out.
I'd have had to violate.
I'm sorry. I told you, I don't do that yelling in my face.
She was like, yeah, you would have had to.
Parents be wrong too. I hate when people be like, always honor thy mother, thy father. Parents be fucking up. I fuck up a lot.
Fuck that.
I'm a human being.
Fuck that. What if your kid hit you though one day?
I will fucking knock that nigga teeth out. Like, I don't play. You know why? Because I respect my kids. So I should get the same respect back. I respect my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I respect them.
You're not putting your hands on
me. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
But they wouldn't even do that. Because I keep it real with my kids. That's what it will come down to.
Well, y'all, thank you, Bree. Thank you, Drew, for coming on this episode. Y'all gonna join me next week?
Yes!
Yes.
All right. So this episode is obviously pre-recorded, but I'm on my way to Atlanta. So
have fun. Get some niggas. Get some niggas.
Take some bitches, niggas. Because you already know how that goes down there.
The STD rate is in Atlanta.
Oh my God.
You better bring your B condoms.
I live in the Bronx now, and it's the same shit.
Bring your B condoms.
Just make sure your my chart is up to fucking status.
Oh, hello. Thank you, God. Make sure you follow Drill at
The Drill Fairy on everything.
And make sure you follow Brie at
Beyonce, B-R-I underscore Beyonce.
And you know where to find this guy at every month, every Tuesday.
In the library.
In the fucking library. Put your dick on the table. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and tell a friend to tell a friend, because we know everything about everything. Later, y'all.